Thanks for joining us for this edition of Forward Church Online. Today's podcast was recently recorded at one of our live worship experiences. We hope you enjoy today's message. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
For the last two services where I've been a part, Sunday morning and then Wednesday, God's been speaking to us about the cloud. And it was like, what is on your heart, Father? You know, a lot of times we would like to share what's on our heart, but that may not be on His heart. We need to find out what's on His heart in regards to staying under the cloud. You won't find this particular scripture on the screen, but if you have your Bibles and would like to go there before I start the message, I would like for you and I to hear what our adversary said about the cloud. Are you ready? Here's what it says, Isaiah chapter 14:14. The title of the message this morning is Stay Under the Cloud. And I put a big question underneath that, why? This verse will answer that question. This is Satan speaking, ladies and gentlemen. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Shall we pray? Father, we quiet our hearts and settle our minds upon your word this morning. And not only has the adversary of our soul said it, our nation has said it. We've arrived, we've accomplished, we are all of that. We will arise and show all other nations, God Himself, who we are. Forgive us as a nation for refusing at times to stay under the cloud or to try to meet you in the cloud. Bring us to our senses so that we can understand the value of staying under the cloud. May we never, ever, ever say what He has said. We are not you, nor can we be you. You are eternal. You were here before we arrived. You will be here throughout all the ages and throughout eternity. And it's an honor that you have chosen us to be in your family. Your kindness brings us to repentance and to realize that we need to stay under the cloud. In Jesus' name, amen. The Lord gave me a prophetic word for our daughter the other day, and I gave it to her and her mother, and I will not talk about that this morning. But I want to give just an insight to young people so you don't have to go through what many of us have gone through. And if you choose to learn by your own experience, then enjoy the pain. I would encourage all young people to date only individuals who stay under the cloud. And if you choose to date a young man or a young lady who's not under the cloud, don't pray that they can get under the cloud or you're a missionary and you're going to bring them under the cloud. Thank you. Wow. Wow, one person going, I got that one. There has been one of the greatest tricks of the enemy is to get Christian young people to go with those who do not know Christ, nor are they under the cloud, but somehow your life's going to bring them under the cloud. You've got to be kidding me. Only Christ can bring them under the cloud. You can't do it. I can't do it. But what you can do is ask God, show me a young man or a young lady. Let me say that again so you really can clearly hear that. A young man or a young lady who's already under the cloud that I could date. Amen. Well, I'm not going to be long. I want to be brief. But this morning, stay under the cloud. Why? Exodus 13, verse 21 and 22. By day, the Lord went ahead of them in a pillar of cloud to guide them on their way and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, so that they could travel by day or by night. I want to pause right there and simply say, those who stay under the cloud always have the guidance of God. The cloud of God brings guidance. It was huge for the children of Israel when they were willing to stay under the pillar of the cloud. So if your family is under the cloud, they will have guidance. Sometimes they may not hear you, but it's more important that they hear from Him. The cloud always brings guidance. If you're taking notes this morning and you're answering the question, why, Pastor, did you minister on staying under the cloud? Because under the cloud, God brings guidance into your life. Next, Genesis chapter 9, verse 13. I set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a sign of a covenant between me and the earth. So the next time you see the rainbow in the sky, don't question if there's an eternal God. He just gave you that scripture. I set a bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a sign of a covenant between me and the earth. Listen, there were times when Jesus gave signs and wonders, and then there were times when He quieted the crowd because they wanted a sign. But what they didn't realize, if they would have followed Him, He would have shown them signs. Because the cloud will always give you a sign. Man, the Holy Spirit is here. That means before you listen to everything that's out there, when you're under the cloud, He will not only guide you, He will give you signs to direct your steps. Listen closely. Where God guides, He always provides. No matter how things look, God is still in control. Next. So we know we need to stay under the cloud because there's guidance there. We need to stay under the cloud because there's a sign there. And oh, by the way, you can also find, Holy Spirit, remember how I prayed this morning. You will know that you can be out in the world and the world will give you signs and messages to guide you. But the broad way still leads to destruction. Hello? Well, that's a quiet house. Next. Exodus 16:10. Oh, by the way, I just have to stop for a moment and say, there's only two ways. There's a broad way for you, and there is a narrow way. And you can't walk both. Nor can you straddle. You must make a decision. I'm going to go the broad way, and I'm going to listen to the guidance of all of my peers. I'm going to listen to the guidance of social media. I'm not going to listen to the cloud. I'm not waiting on the cloud. And I'm not going to look for any signs from above. But I'm going to listen and I'm going to look for the signs of the world. Should I really put myself out there, Father? So I was watching the North Carolina Duke game before we moved to the next scripture. And it was a commercial. I am saying to you this morning that the world system is teaching you how to think, speak, and live. And it was a commercial, and in the commercial, I was overwhelmed by what I saw. And so I stopped it, and I said, no, I didn't see that. And I took it back, and I watched that part again. And I said, amazing at what the world is doing to this generation and preparing you to think the way they want you to think and to speak the way that they want you to speak and to live the way that they want you to live. I know you're waiting for me to tell you what was in that commercial. I was overwhelmed. But we will sit in front of all of that and we will soak that in, but then we'll come under the Word of God and we will become stonewalled. But we will set and absorb everything that the world is saying, everything that the world is offering. It's broad, and you can go there, but it's destruction when you get there. And I will not, because He hath me not to. But it was merely a commercial, less than a minute, during the Carolina Duke game, and I thought to myself, oh, Father. That's what's going on in our country right now. But we'll soak all that in and then come under the sound of the gospel, and we just become aggravated and agitated by the word of God. Why? Because maybe we're not under the cloud. Exodus 16:10, and as soon as Aaron spoke to the whole congregation, oh, let me time out. I love to be able to think outside the box. You know, Pastor is giving us all these scriptures, and it's out of the Old Testament. Wait till we get to the New Testament. The cloud is there too. Wait till the coming of the Lord. The cloud will be there too. Wait till we are raptured out of this world. You're going to go up in a cloud if you're His. There, that should quiet someone's mind. Exodus 16:10, and as soon as Aaron spoke to the whole congregation of the people of Israel, they looked towards the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. We talked about that briefly, and Joshua came here to the front of the auditorium Wednesday night, and then others came. When you stay under the cloud, you will see the glory of the Lord. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were thrown into the fiery furnace, not for doing wrong, for doing right. Oh, Spirit of God. Not for doing wrong, for doing right. Because they were not going to bow, they were not going to bend, and they didn't burn because the glory of the Lord showed up. And one of them said to another from the outside, did we not throw in three? There's a fourth in the fiery furnace. Stay under the cloud. I hope that encouraged someone's heart who's been doing right. Amy Carmichael's great longing was to have a single eye for the glory of God. Whatever might blur the vision God had given her for her work, whatever would distract or deceive or tempt her, she eliminated that. I want to encourage some young people to eliminate, not do away, but just eliminate all the distractions so that you can really see the glory of God. Next. Isaiah 44:22. Let's take a break real quick. Go back over this without breaking it down any further. Why stay under the cloud? There's guidance there. Why stay under the cloud? Because that's where the signs are. Why stay under the cloud? Because that's where the glory shows up. Now we come to Isaiah 44, verse 22. I want you to walk out of here this morning. When people ask you, what did your pastor speak on? You can say, it was connecting Sunday to Wednesday to Sunday. God is saying something to us, and actually to this nation, we need to get back under the cloud. I said to my wife the other day, and I'm just going to give this to you real quick, so you don't really think God's got his eye on this nation. Look what's happening in the natural. Look what's happening with the storms. United States of America had better repent. It was Ruth Graham Bell who said, and man, my heart is just, I just sit down and just weep. She said to her husband, Billy Graham, she said, if God doesn't judge America, he's going to have to repent to Sodom and Gomorrah. And the church is afraid. You know why the church is afraid? Because we're not under the cloud. Let me say that again. The church is afraid to speak the truth and tell the truth because we're not even sure if we're under the cloud. Man, when I'm under the cloud, I'm good to go. All hell can come against me. It's got to go. Just the way it came in, it's got to go out. You better get under the cloud. You better get your family under the cloud. Here we go. Isaiah 44:22 as we move to the New Testament. I have blotted out your transgressions like a cloud. How many have ever been on a plane? Sure you have. You know you can't see very far when you're going through clouds. Stop looking for what has been dismissed. Your sins are covered by the blood. I have blotted out your transgressions like a cloud and your sins like a mist. Return to me, for I have redeemed you. And that is a call for several who are here this morning. It's time for you just to return to your Father. You don't have to say anything in this house, but you ought to find a quiet place sometime today and go, Daddy, I'm coming home. Abba, Father, I'm coming back. I was calling him Daddy. Daddy, I'm returning to you because I do look up and I can't find anything that you're holding against me that's been totally dismissed in the clouds. So the cloud carries a reminder that your sins are forgiven. Listen closely. This is for several individuals that God has brought here this morning. When you stray from his presence, he longs for you to come back. He weeps that you are missing out on his love, protection, and provision. He throws his arms open. He's running towards you. He's longing to gather you up. And he's welcoming you back into his family. Get under the cloud. I think there's either four or five verses and we're done. Now we're in the New Testament. Mark chapter 9, verse 7. Because I've been thinking since Wednesday night, Father, what is this? Have I lost my mind about this cloud thing? Where did this come from? Why have you been asking me about the cloud and saying to Joshua to get under the cloud? What about this glory under the cloud? And then he began to teach. By the way, if you'll ask, he'll teach. Mark 9:7, and a cloud overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud. This is my beloved son. Listen to him. Another reason why this nation is on the brink of destruction, listen closely, this nation is on the brink of destruction is because we're no longer listening to the Son of God. And many in the body of Christ are not listening to the Son of God. Because those who stay under the cloud listen for his announcements. They listen for his voice. They tune everything else out, but they're listening because he put them under the cloud. Listen closely. There will be people, listen closely, it's a prophetic word. And sometimes I say that so you will kind of like step up to get it. There will be people who will try to entice you to come out from underneath the cloud. Stay under the cloud. Why? So that you can listen for his voice. Acts chapter 1, verse 9. Man, Holy Spirit. After this, he said, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. The ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ also was about a cloud. The cloud carried his departure. They were watching, they were looking, they were observing, they were talking to him. There he is, there he goes, he's up, there he goes. Oh, now they can't see him any longer. Please, ladies and gentlemen, do not dismiss the cloud. Stay under the cloud. Learn from Israel. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Check this one out. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. Pastor, I was really struggling with some things that you were saying. Well, check out this verse, please. Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let's run with perseverance the race marked out for us. As many of you know, I love to talk with Almond Gunter on a regular basis. He is a freak athlete. He can run and probably can outrun anyone who is in track and field in Chiefland, our whole district. Why does he do that? Because he doesn't let things hinder him. He doesn't let things entangle him. He focuses, he perseveres, and he finishes. Listen closely. When you stay under the cloud, you're not going to be hindered by the sins of the past. You're not going to be entangled in the things that are being offered, i.e. the commercial. And you're going to be able to run with perseverance the race. Listen, not marked out for others, for you. There is, Holy Spirit of God, there is a race for every person under the sound of my voice right now. There is a race that he created for you to run, and he wants you to let go of anything and everything that would entangle you and slow you down, and that you are to run with perseverance and always stay under the cloud. Because the cloud carries witnesses. One of the leaders in the house asked me how my mama was doing, and I said, she's in heaven. She is in the clouds. She is present this morning. She's watching over my life right now. The cloud carries witnesses. Hebrews 12, verse 1. There is nothing like the Word of God. There is nothing like the Word of God. I've often wondered, how is it that that mighty man of God, who was a part of the cross and the switchblade, would be willing to go out onto the streets of New York City where gangs were and share the love of Jesus Christ because he knew all about the cloud. Thank you, sir, for your service. And now you're there in the cloud. Mark chapter 13, verse 26. And we're almost finished, ladies and gentlemen. At that time, people will see the Son of Man, coming in clouds with great power and glory. He ascended into the clouds. Ladies and gentlemen, he's coming back, and he's coming soon, and he's coming with great power and glory, and he's coming through the clouds. Yes. He's coming. The coming of the Lord draweth nigh. And the last verse. 1 Thessalonians 4:17. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Those who truly know Jesus Christ as their Savior and Lord know there's a day coming when he is going to be descending, and we're going to ascend, and we're going to be with him and all of the witnesses from all generations throughout eternity. Are you under the cloud today? No. I'm not asking if you're born again. I was listening to Billy Graham the other night. It's amazing how God's servants' messages are never outdated. And he said the buzzword in this nation for many years was the words born again. Everybody was using the word born again, born again, born again, born again, born again. And back in the day when Jimmy Carter was president, he came out and said, yes, I'm born again, and he was. But they took him to task on being born again. I'm not asking if you're born again today. You might want to consider what was asked of me as I was walking out of the courtroom on Friday by an individual who works for DJJ. They said, Mr. Weber, have you ever been baffled by this scripture? I said, what is the scripture? And he said, the scripture where Jesus will say, depart from me, I never knew you. Those who are under the cloud, they know him and he knows them. So the question is, does he know you this morning? And then the second question is, are there those in the media world? And oh, it's so much better than listening to the voice of a preacher. Because see, there's an anointing out there too for darkness. The second question is, are you here this morning and you've been drifting from the core that you have known under the cloud? And you're thinking about, you know what, I don't need the cloud any longer. I'm not interested in listening to the Holy Spirit. I'm not going to look for any signs. I'll choose whoever I want to choose. I'll go out with whoever I want to go out with. I'll work wherever I want to work. You're entangled because, listen closely, there's a race that he created just for you. To run that race, you've got to let go of all the things that have entangled you. You've got to let go of those things that beset you. You got to let go of those things that break down your perseverance. If you used to be a warhorse for him and you've lost your perseverance, I want to invite you to come back under the cloud. Not about losing your salvation. That's not what this is about. This is about staying under the cloud. Oh, please don't walk out of here and mimic the word of the Lord today. He led Israel with the pillar of cloud. He ascended to the right hand of the Father in a cloud. Your sins have been removed and driven away with a cloud. He ascended back to the Father, and you and I, who know him and he knows us, we are going to rise up when the trumpet sounds, and we will be ever with the Lord through the cloud. I'm inviting you to come back to the cloud and stay under the cloud.
Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Forward Church Online. At Forward, we believe that God speaks to each one of us individually, directing our lives and giving us focus. It is our desire that you would experience Christ and pursue his purpose for your life. One of the easiest ways to draw close to God is by connecting with the local church. Get started today by visiting myforwardchurch.org to find out all the ways that you can give, serve, and grow.